Good morning, church. It is good to see you today. Well, thank you very much. All right, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church and that we have joy in our hearts. We have songs to sing. Father, we are born again. We know it. And so, Father, we want to come straight to your throne room here again this morning. So, Father, we just... as we come to you now in spirit and in truth, we just ask that you would just meet us here, that it would just be a powerful time, that you would magnify these songs and that your Holy Spirit be present here, moving in and about us, and that we could just be able to just worship you like we're going to do in heaven someday, free and uninhibited. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking about Gideon as we were singing this song, when he had whittled down his army from the massive amount that it was to 300. And then they kind of encircled the Midianite camp, and they had their pitchers with the fire in it, and they had the trumpets. And, you know, when they cut loose, lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. It wasn't the 300 that won that battle. It was great and mighty is the Lord our God. And he proved it there.
I'm satisfied with just God's below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one. Silver light, I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets at our purest gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow a stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know He'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a
just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder, we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder, we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder, we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, oh Lord God Almighty. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name.
Psalm 8:1.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace. Emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, righteous die for me. No condemnation now I dread. I am my Lord's and He is mine. Alive in Him, my living head. Behold in righteousness divine. Amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, just died for me? Amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me?
Amen.
Verse 3 is so good. No condemnation now I dread. You know, someday we're all going to die. For those of us who are born again, there's a certain level of uncertainty about what faces us on the other side. But it would be like, you know, if I had my child on the other side of a door and I'm calling out to them, they can't see me, but they know that I'm there and they're eager to get through that door and to come to me. And that's what it is like for us. No condemnation now I dread. I am my Lord's and He is mine.
Thought all words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me by His own hand. He leadeth me. His faithful sometimes with scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers loom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp Thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me.
Thank you, Lord.
Ask of me, and I will give the nations as an inheritance for you. As an inheritance for you, my children, ask of me, and I will give the nations as an inheritance for you. Ask of me. here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. As an ambassador for you, my Father, here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. Here am I. Here am I. Willing to obey you, Lord. I want to be a servant to your call. I want to be a servant to your call. Oh, Father, here am I. Willing to obey you, Lord. I want to be a servant to your call. Here am I. Here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. As an ambassador for you, my Father, here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. Here am I. Here am I. Willing to obey you, Lord. To be a servant to your call. I want to be a servant to your call. Oh, Father, here am I. Willing to obey you, Lord. I want to be a servant to your call. Here am I. Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious pleading side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Thank you. above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all.
Yes, we exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee, O Lord, above the heavens. We exalt thee above all the earth. And thy glory is above all the earth. Thy glory is above all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise Him in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him on account of the excellence of His greatness. Praise Him with the sound of trumpets. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him upon the sound cymbals, and praise Him upon the high sounded cymbals. And let today everything that has breath to praise the Lord. Oh, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord in the heavens, praise the Lord in the heights, praise the Lord, sun and moon and all ye stars of light. Oh, praise ye, ye His angels. Oh, praise Him, all ye His host. Praise Him, heavens and waters that are above the heavens. Oh, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Magnify the name of Jesus. Oh, for Jesus lifted us. Oh, Jesus lifted us. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we have the opportunity to worship you, to praise you, to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, to come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Father, we ask you today to have it your way. Oh, let it be your way. Let it be a move of God today as we've never seen before. Oh, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times and His praise be continually in our mouth. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for stirring us up, leading us, guiding us, directing us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, He lead us in greener pastures. He lead us besides the still waters. Hallelujah. He is restoring our soul. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you today for a day of victory. We pray, oh, Lord, that you anoint the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let give him the excitement. Give him the freedom to preach. And we want to thank you, O Lord, for a message, O Lord, coming from the throne room and will pierce our hearts, each and every heart in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for touching each and every one of us, O Lord. Touch us, we pray today. We need your touch. We need your anointing. We need your power. That we can be fruitful, that we can preach the word and be instant in season and out of season. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, we pray, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, let us give today. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Bring your tithes into the storehouse, said the Lord of hosts, and prove me herewith if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you, O Lord, you stand good in your promises. what you have promised, you are also able to perform. And we want to thank you today for victory. We thank you, Lord, that for blessing the finances of the church. We pray in the name of Jesus. And touch the hearts of people all around the world to give to the work of the Lord. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
This time we're going to have our prayer time, and we're going to begin with a request from Germany that came in yesterday, and this is from Gina. She said, today I want to submit the prayer request on behalf of my friend Natasha. She came to Christ 1.5 years ago with my material she found on the internet, and shortly after that she ran across our website and contacted us. She's married in her mid-30s without kids. Her husband is not a Christian yet. They have no church, but Natasha is studying her Bible, our website, and audio cassette, books, and the material I've recommended. But Natasha is suffering from some things we've not been able to conquer yet, although we have often prayed about it. There are mainly two things, a very extreme eating disorder and panic attacks. The eating disorder caused Natasha, who is very educated in healthy nutrition, to go compulsory against her own beliefs and consume gigantic amounts of chocolate and cake or things like potato chips. This naturally leads to health issues. Since you say that this thing is stronger than her will and know her, and I know her well enough to be sure that she's truly desperate and willing to practice healthy eating habits, I'm sure that something demonic is behind that. I told her that we have to do some deliverance and cast demons out, but she's afraid that it would not happen to her. And she's afraid of what happened to her in Matthew 12, which says 7 times worse, demon come back. So she has great fear. Her panic attacks, which occur every now and then, cause her to hyperventilate. And just last week, this again happened when she was in a department store, when she collapsed there and was brought into hospital. They could not find anything organic and said it's psychosomatic. My request is that you, as a church, join me in prayer for Natasha, that she might be freed from this. Since Natasha does not know the root cause, as the similar things run in her family line among her ancestors, they might be necessary for dealing with a curse, family spirit, and may have a deliverance session with her. Please pray that God will reveal that we have to eliminate the root cause, perhaps giving someone a word of knowledge. For until now, we are totally in the dark. And Natasha fears that as long as we have not figured out the root cause to deal with it, Matthew 12:43-45, about 7 times worse demons, could happen to her, and she has fear. So we're going to pray for that. And I'm going to have Carol pray for that when you come up. And also I would like you to talk to Gina. We have Tim Chola from Colorado. And you remember he was a cheerful guy. He was here a few months ago having delivered. He needs a job. He thought he had a job lined up and somebody else took the job. And he has put out numbers and numbers of applications. So let's pray that God will give him a job this week. The first week in September was a very turbulent week for the financial markets around the world. And stock market lost values. At the same time, the price of oil was pushed up during the week, but fell back at the end of the week and ended up at 87.24 per barrel, up 79 cents from last week. Let's continue to pray that God will intervene, that the price for oil will be suppressed. God is the only one that has the power to drive down the price of oil, which will lower the price of food around the world. God has been answering our prayer for Reggie Shin, who has improved this week and has started to walk at the rehab center. Let's continue to pray that God will continue to heal him so he shall be able to move back home and in time to come back to church. We also want to pray for his son, Richard, who has spent the last 4 weeks supporting his father and his wife, Ann, and suffered to give him himself. Richard has done an outstanding job in ministering his father, day and night. I put up on our page at the beginnings, we're going to pray that our minister needs $10,000 cash miracle this week to pay back taxes. Let us pray that God will bless his people so abundantly that they will have extra money to give to help us in this matter. Remember when I talked about the webcasting and we were starting raising money? And I told you first it was going to be $8,000, $20,000, $30,000, ended up $40,000. Well, we had gifts coming in. We had actually gifts of $10,000 given for the webcasting. This has happened before. And so let's pray that God will bless somebody abundantly right now that will simply have $10,000 and says, well, I'm going to invest in the ministry so that we can move on this year. This is from Sweden, and I just translate this quickly. This says, hi, John and family. Thank you for all the news you have sent to me. I have been back in Stockholm, where I was born, since July of 2010. This is from Overla Kell. He's a man with cancer of the mouth, if you remember that. He lived in Minnesota. We prayed for him. He got healed. He says, I'd like to be here now, even if Stockholm is like Sodom and Gomorrah. I've had meetings at Sergels Torg or Square during the winter, and I'm giving out tracts in the underground, in trains, and on the streets. God has given me a burden to start meetings at the University of Stockholm, where there are more than 50,000 students from the whole world. Sweden is in a very bad situation, morally, these days, and I believe that 95% do not even believe in God. He says 95% of Swedish people today do not believe there is a God. And then he's asking for our prayers, so we will pray for that. And then we have a prayer request to come in from Arkansas. I don't know these people. We have more and more people watching us all the time. This is a prayer request that came in from Arnold Bauer in Arkansas. And his church, he's a member, is seeking a new pastor. So they're watching us. Praise God. But you know, we can pray for a pastor for them. So at this time, we're also going to pray for Jason today. He has a little problem with his lower spine. So we want to pray for him. So those of you that would like to come on up and pray, would you come on up right now? And by the way, Thomas, bring a bottle of oil with you. Would you stand with us? Let's pray for this young man here first. Put some oil on him. Thank you, Lord. Put your hand on this place on the back where you're hurting. Put your hand on it. My Heavenly Father, I thank and I praise you right now that you touched Jason this week and healed his other ailments, Lord. And we thank you right now that as we pray for him, Lord, that you're going to give him a creative miracle. The Father God, in his tailbones, there'd be new vertebrae. There'd be new things, Father God, that you would give him a creative miracle and help him with a nerve endings and everything else, Father, so that he will be healed. And I thank you for that now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Spirit of infirmity and sciatica, get out of this man's
yes.
life and command you to be bound, chained, and to prison by God's holy angels. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. You are the God of miracles. And we ask you for your touch upon him right now, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Thank you, Father. And command the back to straighten up in the name of Jesus. Line up with the Word of God, the way God created you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege of coming before your throne with these requests. And we are gracious. We are grateful for your grace and your mercy. And we are grateful that you hear and that you are ready and eager to answer these requests. And before we start with this prayer for Natasha, I want to pray for some of the ministries that have been emailing us, and they want to be a part of our ministry, and they want to be assisted by us. And I told them that we would pray for them. I pray for the ministry in Pakistan and some ministries in Kenya. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would move powerfully over there and be faithful to his promises and to his word in those people. And Lord, we thank you that they love you and that they are not distracted by a lot of love in the world and that they have you and you only. And so you are glorified in their lives, and we pray that the gospel would be spread. And we ask you and thank you for that in Jesus' name. And now, Father, I bring before you Natasha, who is a new believer and being ministered to by Gina. And we thank you so much for that, for bringing her to Gina and for teaching her and instructing her in so many ways. And we know that these problems are not too big for you, Lord. And we pray that you would give a revelation to Gina about the roots of these things, this compulsive eating we ask for the roots to be revealed. But right now we will take authority over all these demonic forces. In Jesus' name, we bind all compulsive eating. We bind all fear of being abandoned. We bind all that, all the unloving spirits of rejection where she feels a need to be nurtured because of her panic. Father, we know that there's a lot of prayer that will be happening after this. There are lots of details to attend to, and your Holy Spirit is right there with Natasha and Gina, and we'll take care of the details, and we thank you very much and glorify for your work. Glorify your name for this work.
Father God, we lift up this man, Ova, that went back to Sweden, Lord, and it's sure not a pretty picture what's the things we hear about that country. And so he's back in the snake pit, Lord, and dealing with all the garbage. So I thank you, Father, for strengthening him, show him what you want him to do, how to handle it, lead him, guide him, let him not be intimidated, and let him pump it out there just the way it is, Lord. Just like was spoken today about the 9/11 incident was an inside job. And I thank you, Father, that there was guts to say it like it was. So I thank you for giving him power, wisdom, guidance, and a good strong voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
I feel very strongly to give Tim Shula this Bible verses that is in John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. And that will build up your faith in God, what he can do. So I thank you, my Heavenly Father, there is no distance with you, God. And only you can open the doors that has been shut. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you would do a miracle here. Sometimes it's we need a miracle, even if it's finances or if it is healing or whatever it is, God. There is sometimes a situation where we need a miracle. And Tim Shula right now need a miracle in his life. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, you are able to perform that miracle. And also thank you, God, that you will reveal to him things that he might have never thought about, that you will put that in his mind, which only you know, God. And I thank you for complete victory, tremendous victory, and we will find a good praise report very shortly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up Reggie Sims to you this morning, Lord God, that you will continually heal him from his sickness that he's had, that you would help him to be able to stand up and walk and strengthen him, Lord God, to where he's able to get stronger, come back home and move back to his house, and strengthen him, Lord God, in his mind, his body, his soul, Lord God, and give him the strength that he needs to be able to heal, Lord God. And I pray that you just move upon Reggie right now in the name of Jesus and strengthen him in every way, Lord God. Also, Lord God, I pray for repentance in our government and for all the government officials that lead this country. I pray for repentance for them, Lord God, that they will repent and that they will see that the road that they're choosing is not the right road, and they need to look upon Jesus Christ and look to God the Father in heaven to answer the questions and the problems that we have in this country. So I pray for repentance in America and for our government and for the government officials. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want again to say, O Lord, we want to acknowledge you that you are source, that you are the provider, and we can lean on you, and we can call upon you in the time of need. We don't want to boast about anything, O Lord. We rely upon you, and we have confidence in you that you are going to supply all our needs. And Heavenly Father, O Lord, we only can do the possible, but you are able to do the impossible. And Lord, we ask you for some, O Lord, for a miracle right here, right now, Lord, about this $1,000 that this ministry needs. Heavenly Father, we ask you, put it in the hearts of people all around the world, O Lord. Put that burden in their hearts to give. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for meeting this, O Lord. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, and we thank you beforehand that you are going to supply it. You put it in my heart, O Lord, a few weeks ago, O Lord, that you give us a big sum of money. And now here is the need, Lord, for that big sum. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting that need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, I want to give you all the praise and all the glory for my son's life. My eldest son, Roger, had another stroke. And I just praise you, Father, because this one's not as bad as the first one. And I believe you're using this in an attempt to get his salvation. And I just thank you and praise you. He's in your hands. You told me to back away and leave it with you, and I did. And I just say hallelujah. So we pray for the other tiny blood clots in the brain to be dissolved by the Holy Spirit, too. And no permanent damage will be on Roger's mind, physical abilities, or his speech. And his speech center is the worst affected, and he can say his wife's name and no so far. And Father, we just thank you and praise you for moving on him, that you're going to have your way, and he's going to have salvation. And I pray that he'll be right here with us for Saturis' birthday party on October the 15th. And Father, this mama petitions you to do another supernatural act on her son, and he's soon going to be a child of God, and we're going to see your name be glorified in his salvation and his healing processes. And we want to give you the honor, the glory, and hallelujahs for all you're doing in each of our lives, as well as Roger's. And we love you, Father God. We thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for the message today that we can do that. We can begin to live it and know we can do it, what Pastor is teaching us about the ending times, that Jesus Christ will provide all our needs. It doesn't matter when we die. We're going to go to heaven. And if we go early, so what? We just thank you and praise you, Father, for the messages that we're receiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we want to lift up Arnold Bauer to you in Arkansas. Father God, his church is looking for a pastor, Heavenly Father. And in this day and age, Father God, send them somebody who will preach the word, who will preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, that they would know that in these end times, what to look out for, what to pray against, what to stand up against. And Heavenly Father, and I just bind and chain any, demons of false doctrine, of any religious spirits, Father God. I bind them and chain them and send them to prison by your holy angels, Father God. And Heavenly Father, to send them somebody who will teach them the truth, who will lift them up, who will give them the bread, Father God. I will give them your word, Heavenly Father, that they will glorify you and praise you and move closer to you, Heavenly Father, in this day and age. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh God, our Father, we thank you for the many times you have brought down the oil prices and confounded the speculators and caused the oil prices not to be allowed to raise too high. Father, they went up and down in September, the first part of this month, but we're asking you, Lord, to move in on this situation again and bring down the prices that we can be spared the awful prices that are way beyond what they need or what they deserve, because they are trying to make money and they want to raise them sky high so that they can make gobs of money. But Father, you know they don't need all that money, and we do need the help. So Father, we ask you and trust in your answer that you will bring down the prices, you will confuse the speculators, whatever it takes that will cause the prices to be held down, and they will all be wondering who did it, how come it's not going up, how come what we do doesn't work anymore. Father, thank you for that, and we just praise your name and glorify you, because even small things and large things you are in control of. Father, we ask your will to be done in Jesus' precious name. And the Lord put on my heart to pray for Danny. Father, I just ask you to help Danny to mend and heal all of his wounds of his soul and raise him up. And for both he and Shireen, that you give them your joy and your peace, your total peace, yes, and joy, Lord God, and in celebrating with you a new, whole new feeling, a whole new thought, a whole new life. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is the last Sunday that we have John with us. We want to pray for you. Come on up, John. We want the church to pray for you, especially.
Father God, we want to lift up John to you here, and we thank you, Father, that he's made it here, was able to be delivered, and that you would go with him as he goes, show him what he needs to do, how he needs to do it, lead him and guide him, let him stay deep in the study of the Word, let him make sure he completes his lessons, Lord, and get that under his belt, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you give him the job that he needs back in Sweden, that you would just provide for him, give him power to speak the word and to be bold. So we thank you for that, Lord. We just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I lift up to you, yawn to you right now, Lord. And as he goes back to Sweden, we pray, Father, be with him. Amen. And let him, O Lord, read and study John 15 from 1 to 10. Let him study that and stick to that, we pray, Lord, because the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except to abide in the vine, neither can he except to abide in Jesus Christ. And let him stay closer than ever before to you. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that he will walk the close walk with you and study your word and preach the word eventually. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for using this man in Sweden. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus in a mighty way. Thank you for the job that you have prepared for him. Amen. Thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord, and that you are going to do in this man's life. And, Lord, we believe also that you have a woman for him, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you will make that divine connection, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take any testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony here this morning. Peter, you got a testimony? Huh? John? I didn't see his hand. Okay. You got a testimony? Come on up.
Well, I got a little fusklapp, som vi call it in Sweden. Notes. First of all, I want to say hi to everybody here and everybody out there watching on computer like I did. My name is Jan. And you might recognize a slight accent because I'm from Sweden. And I'm not used to be standing in front of people, so I'm quite nervous. You might recognize that too. But I do my best. First, I want to say to all people, so I've come to the end of the road like I did before I came here. There is hope for you too. And that you found the way to the right church, in my opinion. I came here for deliverance and to meet the people I've watched on the internet. And it's been a real journey. I don't say it's been easy all the way, but it's been worth it hundreds of times. And there's been problems on the way, but it has been solved in a ways that I didn't imagine. And it's obvious to me that the Lord has planned this trip for me. And when I look back, I can see a line of events leading to where I'm standing right now. And if you took one of those events away, I wouldn't be standing here. And my life wouldn't have changed. And if I have done this plan myself. I honestly hadn't done it this way. But if I had done it my way, it wouldn't have worked out. So thank you, Lord. Your ways goes before mine every day of the week. And all the people here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church have been very, very friendly and made me feel very welcome in every way. So I want to thank you and our Heavenly Lord for this life-changing event. Thank you all.
Okay, that was a first-class testimony. So, excellent job. So, okay, any more testimonies today? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close then. Father God, thank you for this one testimony that we heard here today. And I was truly blessed by it, Lord. And like he stated, your way is the better way. And your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for bringing John here on his journey, Lord. And going before him on his way back, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, that the truth is written in that book we call the Bible, the one that is predominantly ignored throughout this land. So we thank you, Lord, that we have the Word of God, that we are able to dig into it and to find our way, and that every issue is covered. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for answering the prayers that were spoken here today. We know that they will be answered. And we thank you, Father God, for your blessing upon us. We know that we are blessed, and we will continue to be blessed. We thank you, Father, for safety on the highway as we go our way. It's crazy out there. And we recognize that your protection is there. We see it time and time and time again. So we thank you for that. And we thank you, Father, for our many blessings. We thank you for faith to believe. And we want to praise you for that. We know your word says, but without faith it is impossible to please you. So we thank you for that measure of faith. We thank you for the things that are happening right now to fulfill those prayers. And they are the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we thank you for that. And we have no apprehension for the future, because we know it's been handled. We thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
My soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumble cease. My pilot and deliverer, to him I all confide. For always when I need him, he's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he safe. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and savior, in him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life are brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I've anchored in the rock.